And they're more demanding today than what it used to be, that they are, the people are. You know, they want to do this and that their way. You know, where the company needs you to learn everything. If you learn all rivers for a company, you're more valuable to the company than you are just learning one river. Mm-hmm. So, a lot of them get their license and then they turn around and don't want to put them to use. I don't understand that. You know, right. If I wasn't for sure I wanted to be a pilot or something, I just wouldn't get them. You know,
yeah.
There's a lot of difference there. People don't take the time to get up on their off time, you know, and work like we did whenever we had to grow up and wanted to be a pilot. I mean, you had to prove yourself and you sacrificed, you know,
yep.
some time. And people just don't do that today as much. They don't have the patience for it or something. I don't know what yep. it is. But
so you mentioned earlier you get about 200, or you have 200 applications for one deckhand position. So that would be an inexperienced. Those are inexperienced people who are trying to
it
just
could
break
be.
In.
It could be inexperienced, and it can be some experienced. Mm-hmm. Every time I see applications come across, you'll see a handful of them that have come across that's been experienced or had experience at other companies, you know. But it could have been 5 years. It could have been 10 years.
Right.
You know. Those what I see in those people is I know some that have quit now and are still working shoreside jobs mm-hmm. but are thinking about coming back. Because they know that it's a good living for them,
right.
you know, and they're older, you know. Once you get older, I mean, you can accept things like this a lot easier than you could being a real young man, you know.
Right.
So, yeah, it's got a good reputation,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Especially, I mean, around here in this region, do you think that people had generally have an awareness about the maritime industry, this is a huge part of this region of the country, or
I do 100%. Yes, for the simple reason. I mean, you got we're here in Paducah. You know, you got multiple companies, mm-hmm. you know, to start with, but yet you're at the hub right here for the reason. You got Cairo, it's only 50 miles downriver. You know, you got the Tennessee River is right here in front of you.
Right.
You got the Cumberland River, it's only what 8 miles upstream. Mm-hmm. You know, and there is. And it's just going everywhere, you know.
Right.
So, go to Cairo, I mean, you go up the upper Miss, that's the way you head to St. Louis. You know, you can go to Cairo and go to the lower, head to New Orleans. Lots and lots of cargoes, different cargoes transit through this area.
Yeah.
Daily.
Right.
Daily. And along with the upper Miss that goes up to St. Louis and the Illinois River and St. Paul.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think the people here do know that, and I think they realize that, and how important it is needed, you know.
Right.
I like the waterways for the simple reason it's safer, you know. Keeps more trucks off the roads,
right.
which I'm not against truck drivers or things like that, but I just know moving things on the water is safer than it is doing it on a truck or trains.
Right.
So, and a lot more volume.
Yeah.
You know, a lot more volume.